Hi, my name is Paul Offit, and I'm talking to you today from the Vaccine Education Center here at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Although today we're not going to be talking about vaccines. We're going to be talking about dietary supplements. And the reason is that on July 29th of this year, 2013, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, to my knowledge, became the first hospital in this country to remove dietary supplements from the formulary. We did that because we were caught between a rock and a hard place. The rock was the Joint Commission of Hospital Accreditation, which asks us to treat these products like drugs. Fair enough. They are drugs. They can have a pharmacological and physiological effect that is drug-like, so I think that's a very fair request on their part. On the other hand, the Food and Drug Administration doesn't regulate these products as drugs. So often, of the 54,000 dietary supplements on the market, there really isn't a very good safety profile. Really fewer than 0.3% of those products have any reasonable safety portfolio. There are efficacy claims often that aren't true. I think most worrisome is that the labeling may not be accurate. That, for example, a selenium product, which is said to contain 200 micrograms of selenium, may in fact contain 40,800 micrograms, as was recently shown with a couple of products. And the most worrisome thing is that there are drug-drug interactions. So, for example, St. John's wort, which is metabolized through the liver, can affect immunosuppressive drugs that we're giving to our transplant patients. And there are certainly several reports of patients who have rejected their transplants because the child or the adult has been unknowingly taking a St. John's wort. So I think here's the way it works now. If you come into the hospital, we ask parents if their children are receiving dietary supplements. I think many times in the past we just asked them whether they were receiving drugs, which I think many parents didn't consider supplements to be drugs. So I think for the first time we're really finding out about the level of dietary supplements, at least in a pediatric population in our hospital. If they're taking them, we strongly discourage their use, and we give them a pamphlet to explain why it is that these products aren't what they're claimed to be, or certainly often what they're claimed to be. If they still want to use the dietary supplement, and we don't consider it as being potentially very harmful, such as, for example, the St. John's wort example, then we give them a waiver and basically say that they are using this against medical advice. I think we're going to learn a lot over the next year or so about dietary supplement use in our hospital, and I think that will be a benefit to our patients because, frankly, this is a patient safety initiative. Thank you.